When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The New York Metro Transit Authority are exploring a new way to turn the excess heat from the subway system into energy and heat for the city.
Okay. Uh-huh. And one or two words.
Smell it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right.
I'm sure everyone's like, ooh, the rarefied air of the subway. Yes, I know they'll filter it and all the rest of that. But look, if it works, good for them.
I got a sneaking hunch that that's being brought into the conversation of, as well as like, okay, yeah, we're warm. Can we not smell it?
I think that's the only concern anyone has.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's other cities and other countries that already do that. So it's not some groundbreaking thought process. But it's just New York City subway has such a horrible stereotype.
Sure.
Obviously, they're not just going to pump urine-filled rat feces directly into your home.
Yeah, even with the urine and stuff, then also sometimes there's just stuff you can't help, right? Like some people just been working all day and it's summertime. Now you're just sweating your ass off in that train. You know, right. Or like we talk about when you're wet and then you get into a hot place, like everything kind of has it hard.
What's worse? Like, so I take the light rail a lot, right? And so we have our version of a heat wave here. And people get on, I'm like, okay, you haven't thought about deodorant. I understand that. It's not hot. This would have been a good day. And then when it starts to get wet here, the smell's entirely different. I think I would rather take the BO than the I'm kind of wet person that gets on the train.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, that's just the smell you can't escape.
And I don't know how to describe it. I think sometimes you can tell, like, on the light rail, or, like, it's almost like you can tell if somebody's just sweating a lot, and maybe it's the end of the day, so there's a little BO, as opposed to somebody that's like,
you just stink.
You haven't showered.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you get a new level. Yeah. And you get a stink, and you look around, and you're like, that's the culprit.
It's like if you're in the grocery store in the evening, and somebody passes by you in workout clothes, like, you could smell them, but it's like, all right, adds up.
Yeah.
Right. As opposed to that guy that walks by and is just like, when did you last shower?
And there's even different levels of sweaty. Like, you smell somebody who's a little sweaty and they got a little BO going. That's fine.
Yeah.
I've sat behind the bus or sat behind somebody on the bus that was just sweaty. And that's a different one, too. The wet hair sweaty smell.
Right. Not armpits.
No.
Just, and I'm telling the armpits,
that's
to me,
different.
Almost bring more comfort. Because you recognize that it's armpit, as opposed to just the acrid smell of sweat.
Yes.
You're like, ew, man. Right. Can your armpit sweat a little more?
This is layered on.
Yeah.
Jeez,
it's like poop.
Companies are coming together to create a real Freddy Fazbear's Pizza from the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise.
I don't know how long it'll last, but it'll do well at first.
Absolutely.
What's Five Nights at Freddy's?
So kids around my age, a little bit younger, love it. And I'm not 100%
kids
up on it.
Kids around your age?
Kids around my kids' age. Sorry.
All right. I was like,
kids around my age. Called adults. So it's like this horror movie franchise. And essentially, as best I understand it, there's like this abandoned, I guess, arcade.
It's Chuck E. Cheese, basically.
Think Chuck E. Cheese, right?
It's called Five Freddy's?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
So
basically, it's a horror.
They dare each other to like spend the night or whatever in the abandoned Chuck E. Cheese. Sorry, Chuck E. Cheese, but you know it's about you, right? So all the animatronics are there. Because there's all these quote-unquote horror stories, and then it turns out the horror stories are true.
And it's based off of a video game.
Oh, my kids
A horror video game where you play an overnight caretaker for an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese, And, you know, the animatronics, they get a little,
murderous
at night.
Yeah.
They might think that you're an animatronic without its casing, and they'll try to shove you into a casing if they find out that you're real. So just block yourself off. And, of course, there's, like, power that's going out.
You naturally.
Need. Yeah. There's a lot of really fun gameplays of it. It's a fun game that spooks you out. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie when it came out. I haven't seen the second one yet. But, no, this,
I'll tell you this.
I think this will do well.
I would go to the restaurant before I'd want to sit through the movie. Nothing against the movie, but I'm like, all right, let's have fun, guys.
Sure.
Rainforest Cafe, the horror edition.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would be. That's exactly what it would be. Roku is going to launch a 24/7 AI slop channel that nobody asked for.
What I saw the headline. I didn't read anymore. What is their reasoning behind it?
I think because they can. I think it's just something
that's
that,
it. We can. Here right? it is.
You can just turn it on and it's just going to be a bunch of nonsense that AI put together. And you know what? We're going to see how it does. I think Roku's just the first one that's like, all right, prove it. Oh, you guys all hate AI.
It costs us, quote unquote, virtually nothing.
I mean, I guess, I don't know, put it on in a bar. Or, you know, sometimes you go to a bar and they just have like the Fail Army on or something like
sure.
that. Like, I
Chive.
Guess. Yeah, Chive. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Airports, for whatever reason, they all have the Chive on.
Yeah.
Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time all for the right. Merriam-Webster word of the day. All right. Steve currently holds the run on this one with two.
It's only because you weren't here, Ted.
Yeah. That's right. This is an adjective brought to you by the letter P. I give you guys a 1% chance of success.
Oh,
on
cool.
This one.
That's not good.
If you guys get this word, I will shave my beard on the air tomorrow during this segment.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Strong urge to cheat.
Yeah. Ted, you can cheat if you can say it right. But this is a formal word used to describe things that are of or related to teachers or education. Things that are related to teachers or education. It's used to describe things that are related to teachers or education. It's a P word. It's a 5-syllable P word.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's only 4 syllables. And I know it's not right.
We're all looking at Steve. Hmm. Miles, you have any guesses whatsoever?
Not yet.
Ted, how you feeling?
I mean, I'm trying to think of any word that has to like do with school.
Polytechnical.
That's a lot of syllables. But no, that's
I
not
got
it.
Five. Yeah.
You got five. The word is pedagogical.
Oh, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Pedagogical?
I can't even believe you gave us 1%. I'm like, you don't know.
Well, I have to give it 1% because I'm like, no chance you guys are going to get this. And you'd be like, pedagogical. You just throw it out there.
Not pedagogical or gog?
P-E-D-A-G-O-G-I-C-A-L. Pedagogical.
Okay. I don't even think teachers know that.
No.
No.
All right, reset this game.
You need a master's degree to know that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Open.
What is it? Pedagogical?
Pedagogical.
Again, that sounds like Mike Tyson messing something up.
I've never heard it used once in my life. How is this the word of the day if I've never heard this doggone word? Pedagogical. A new study suggests that you should start smiling at dogs because it triggers the reward center of their brain.
They like it.
I think a lot of us do smile at
well,
dogs.
Well, right, so. But they're one of the few animals that actually does not take that as a threat.
Right.
Because it's showing teeth on a lot of animals.
Right, you like to smile at a monkey or something like that, they'll freak out.
It's coming to kill you.
That's right. They hate it.
Also, I understand they have good noses, but passport control at SeaTac, man.
Beagle.
Beagle is way too cute.
Yes, he is.
I know he's doing a job, but it was hard to take him serious.
They need to, like, mug up those dogs a little bit. Like, put a leather jacket on
him. It looked like he was smiling.
The problem with the beagles, we were coming back from Mexico in Arizona, in Phoenix, all right? So we're at customs, and my wife and I, as we're waiting for our suitcases, we talked to this little old white lady beside us. Sweetest, I mean, she's like stereotype nice old white lady, right? Oh, I just went down for blah, blah, blah. So they're walking around with
as
the beagle.
As opposed to non-white
right.
lady.
Mean old black lady.
You know what I'm talking about. Listen, fool!
I thought the same thing, too. I was like, okay.
Because that's what I mean. So, sweet old white lady, she's just chatting us up, or just waiting for our suitcases, and they walk around with the beagle. And then the beagle kind of keys in our direction. My wife, as always, what do you have on you? I'm like, if I have anything, I don't even know I've got it, but hopefully some. Anyway, the beagle comes over, targets sweet old white lady. And I mean, they don't mess around. They're, ma'am, open your bag now. I think I really don't know what I have. And they pull out these two aluminum bricks. All right. They give her the look. And my wife and I are just like, oh my God. And keep in mind, everyone's now watching. It was two ham sandwiches.
Oh, no.
Yep.
The beagle, look, I don't know if it's there to sniff drugs, if it's there to sniff bomb-making material, but it's a beagle. So if you have food, That is number one on priority.
Right.
So, but the thing is, because the Beagle sniffed it out, and trust me, they opened it and went through the whole sandwich.
They hide drugs in there.
I know, but they still had to confiscate it. And she's like, dude,
that's my sandwich.
Like, they're ham sandwiches. And it wandered off. I'm like, yeah, that's a Beagle.
I agree, Ted. They got to put like a mohawk on them. We're like,
it just looked like he was smiling at everybody. And he kind of walked near me, and I like stopped. And the officer was like, oh, no, you're fine. I was like, yeah, I'm fighting the urge to pet him. He looks so nice. And she was like, yeah, I know. I get it all the time. I was like, all right.
It's just a cute little puppy dog.
Yeah. he just looks so happy.
Get a Doberman.
Right, or like German Shepherd puts fear in me.
No one's going to have one.
That little dog, I was like, what are you doing with your little jacket on? Oh, you work for the government?
I'm sure. <All
right. laughs>
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
In Australia found a gruesome murder scene. Or
what did they find?
Tell about it at 5:50.
Thanks, our headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have a minute to drink a time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 29-year-old JC, the center back for the, Coritiba soccer team in Brazil. Have you guys seen this video?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay, I believe Tim's going to put it up on YouTube. But look, over the weekend, late in the first half of the game, JC scored his team's second goal. Now, as soccer players do, he, of course, celebrated first, grabs the ball, put it under his shirt. Then, to celebrate with the cheering fans, he jumped over the advertising boards that line every field. What he did not know is that where he jumped, there was a large square-shaped hole that led to the locker rooms below. So he disappeared from view. So you see him, he's smiling. He jumped, there you go, Miles. Gone. I'll show another angle.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, he's not okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, here's the good news. Everyone kind of freaked out at first. Now, eventually he did reappear, but then he had to leave the game due to the injury sustained during the fall down the staircase out of the square. But here's the reason we're actually toasting him. His goal was actually called off due to an offside ruling.
I did not know that.
Oh,
part.
Yeah. So he did all that, which was kind of funny enough. But yeah, then they're like, hey, by the way, just so you know, the goal was overruled. The guy was offside.
You were off.
So you went through all that and didn't even get the goal. Video's outstanding. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bichola.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade!
nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.